Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Sure, Dan Bach will have a few of them on the ground at his next garage sale.
And we are live. Better Collective hoodies and whatnot. It is hoodie season. It is also overlap season. People know last week Dan was a little bit under the weather. He wasn't able to join us, and so our lineup suffered on the Swolecast. Now, my personal lineup didn't suffer. Pete's personal lineup did not suffer. We did pretty good, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this upcoming week, but it is overlap season. The start of NBA is tonight, or the main slate. Last night, shout out to Wattas, who won 62K using Rutter Grinders and Blenders content.
Jesus, and Davis. What? Like, what's going on over there? He's making a racket.
Squeaking all over the place.
Squeaking.
Sorry, I got to get my... I had to get my chair. I had to get my chair locked in. You know how that goes.
Can you just do it during the intro? Anyways, it's overlap season, so there is no better time for Overzet's overview, all that, and this upcoming week next on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Swolecast from RotoGrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen alongside Tuttle, straight from the Max. And limping in here with a sprain, it's Davis Matic, and then Preppy, Peter Overzet, also on the show.
Preppy, huh? White hoodie?
I like it. This is Saved by the Bell reference.
You might be too young for that.
I understand Dan's Saved by the Bell reference. I didn't know why. I thought you said I looked preppy.
Oh, boy, it's a tough scene. Preppy Zach is what preppy. They called Zach, like Zach Morris.
You look like Zach Morris.
I'll take it.
Okay. Who's the AC Slater of the bunch?
I think that's me.
I knew you were going to give yourself that.
And I think we also know who Screech is. So with that, we can move on. Davis, you look a little just disheveled. Can you tell us what's going on right now?
I mean, dude, it's overlap season. I'm registered for like 7 DFS slates today. Got waivers to do. Got projections to work on. We're grinding, bro.
Are there no specialists anymore? You guys grinding NBA projections while I'm watching the All-22 on a Wednesday afternoon. It's sad.
Yeah.
Davis is just a degen. You just have to play, right? It's not like actual work responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. No, I just have to play. I mean, Tuttle, I'm about to just smile politely, y'all. You're witnessing mental illness. I'm about to collect my MLB Iron Man crowns, I think.
That's impressive,
honestly. On this Saturday slate.
You grinded all that equity for like $50 in equity or whatever, whatever it is.
Ask me how much I'm down this Major League Baseball season.
The $50, the 25,000 crowns is worth it though.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the best part about the whole bit is that, you know, in past weeks we talked about entering our cash lineup into tournaments, and Davis like, no way. I'm going to grind out for that 5% equity. And then he's grinding out for crowns every day during baseball.
Just a fundamental misunderstanding of the conversation. Dave, you really, I don't know if this is intentional or if your work at Better Collective is just taking you further away from playing DFS, but you this year have really, really embraced the kid your mom, you know, kid in the neighborhood your mom makes you play with vibe.
Davis, just go ahead and explain what happened on Sunday.
I lost in cash.
Yeah, just here was a classic thing.
It's probably going to happen 7 more times this year if I had to guess.
It's tough because you're not doing well in some of the cash games, some of the tournaments this year. Let's just be honest.
No, I'm up in cash this year.
Well, just hold with me here. And in such...
Except the premise, Davis.
Yeah.
Except
the premise. And so you have... you're a little bit disheveled. You got upset. Tuttle didn't see this in secret chat, but Ja'Marr Chase scored a touchdown and was like 15% owned. And Davis starts asking people, do we swap? Do we swap? Do we swap? Like freaking out because he had Diggs and Chase had just scored a touchdown.
Well, that's a fundamental misunderstanding of the construction of the slate, because the reason why the team that we played lost was because our team did not have Mark Andrews.
So yeah,
if you add Mark Andrews and Ja'Marr Chase's ownership on Sunday slate in cash was over 50%, they far outscored the Kamara 2v2. Yeah. So it was the right thing to swap.
Well, you were also tilting Kamara. And you were just
ended 1 yard short of the bonus and got outscored by Kenneth Walker.
Who did you play Kamara over though? Again, I think it was bad. Was it Henderson
Walker.
Or no?
It was Walker.
Yeah, it was over bad. Henderson. If anybody,
how much do you guys have to get paid to do a 60-minute podcast with each other each week? The Davis and Soccer Dave podcast.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Yeah, it'd be tough this season for
not a number on that. Just,
I think Davis gets paid enough for limited amount of work that he does on this show. So, speaking of Davis, your audio is a little messed up. So, can you fix that as we dive into this week? Pete, what happened with you last week, though? Tell us how things have gone.
Oh, yeah, man. I just absolutely crushed tournaments. Really nice 3.5x in the SPY. Able to keep the chalk donkeys off my back for at least another week in the YouTube chat. So, you know, we're just fighting the good fight out there in the GPP streets.
Do you think that you have successfully done what you set out to do last week?
Well, what did I set out to do?
Well, you wanted to basically sacrifice your own lineups.
Oh, yeah.
So that...
Well, so the result of that experiment, Dave is referencing, I did promise to GPP Nation I was going to toss the ceiling optimal into one of the spies, which I did. It was duped by A Raven's lineup, which is hilarious. It did min cash. It snuck in a min cash. But what was so sick about this experiment is I ended up mushing myself because I hit the nuts early with my lineup, had Tyquan Thornton, Ja'Marr Chase, Mark Andrews. So it was finally the week that I could justifiably eat the chalk late. You know, normal Peter is pivot off of Eno, pivot off of Kenneth Walker. But I said, no, I hit the nuts. I get to play the chalk. And then, of course, the chalk fails late. So it was a really twisted, mixed bag of an experiment, I would say.
Yeah. So how do you feel going forward now?
I feel great. I think I'm seeing kind of through the matrix with GPP play. I really think I'm kind of entering my prime right now, Dave.
Yeah, all right. So with that being said, take us through this upcoming week because we've got some studs that are not on this slate.
Yeah, and I should also say I've been writing the Overzet overview of the week. Like I'm actually doing legit prep work for this and they're starting to get a little long. So everybody buckle up. It's time for the Overzet overview of the week. The Swolecast Frito-Lay Snaps and Snack Series came crashing down to earth last week in week 6 with a disappointing 38,098th place finish. And yes, the series is now over, but when God closes a Frito door, he opens a Cooper Tires free football throwdown and a Body Armor Edge football throwdown. So many throwdowns. Tuttle is back in the saddle this week, and I just reminded him right now that he needs to think of a terrible take. Kitchen is back from the lake where he decided it was a good idea to tweet a semi-nude thirst trap. The tweet performed wildly good for Kitchen standards. It got 8 likes in 4 replies.
I missed this tweet too. I gotta look at it.
Eight likes. Kitchen's like, Holly, honey, you see this? Eight likes.
Be quiet, Davis, because Davis tried to rebrand Greg Dulcich as a win because he dinked the first TD bet. But the real ones know he raged a PSYOPs operation against him all summer to pump his dusty Alberto bags. On to week seven. The bye week blues have hit, and yet we still have a pretty good main slate with seven teams having an implied team total over 25. Our premium shootout games look like the Chargers in the Seattle with a few others in the mix to get there. QB should be pretty spread out this week with Lamar as the top prize, but some intriguing punt options in the mix. DK refuses to acknowledge Geno Smith, who is just 5,600. And are you ready for Josh Jacobs chalk week? Because you're going to get it. The field is finally convinced he's a bell cow, which means it's about time Brandon Bolden pops up for 10 catches at wide receiver. Tyler Lockett is priced at 5,800 for the ninth week in a row. No time to tune the algo when you are rounding up Pudgy Penguin prizes for Rainmaker contests, I suppose. At tight end, the people are very excited to jam Dulcich at the stone minimum, and I can't blame them. Lord knows we aren't talking ourselves into Kyle Pitts. Travis Kelce won't be rostered because he costs the price of a couple of Kias. Dave, back to you.
Oh, thank you.
That was splendid.
My cash lineup last week had one person who was under 1% owned in all my cash contest, Kyle Pitts. I just wanted to prove that it was possible to play
bad and get there. I mean, people see this every day on Twitter. Every screenshot you see is pretty much someone playing bad and getting there. So congrats to you.
Okay. All right, Davis. You did the thread this week. This is pretty much the only work you've done. So as far as what you are seeing this week with quarterbacks, what is it?
Well, it's only the second main slate we've had all year without Josh Allen in it, and also no Jalen Hurts. Pretty much changes the whole complexity of the slate. I mean, those guys have been in tournaments combining for over 40% ownership and cash over like 70% ownership. So I think, Dave, if you want to just be bad this week with your quarterback takes, I actually think there's plenty of room for it. I think you can, I think you could be like, I'm playing Geno Smith. I'm playing Tom Brady, you know, just whatever, because I think what we're going to see happen is Lamar is just going to get mega steamed. Herbert is going to, I mean, that the Chargers Seahawks game is going to get mega juiced in terms of ownership. I think we'll see some Burrows, some Burrow chase type stuff. You'll get a couple people touting Kyle Pitts because they also have a mental illness. And I want to throw this to my friend Dan Gasper, Mr. Tuttle 05. I mean, is Mahomes just going to come in at 6% again and throw four touchdowns?
Yeah, he'll be lower owned than the guys you mentioned. Lamar and Herbert, I think, for sure, are going to get all the steam on him. Mahomes, yeah, that game will go under-owned in general. San Francisco is always kind of tricky to figure out on the bringbacks. I agree with your assessment that Mahomes will be fairly low-owned, at least the lowest owned of the high-priced guys, for sure.
Are you guys not worried about some of the injuries in the offensive line for Herbert?
I'm worried that Herbert has a losing record as a starting quarterback in the NFL and just keeps whelping around. I mean, I guess they are getting Keenan back this week.
It was pretty
Lindsley back too.
Yeah. Lindsley was the big, they were on their third string center who had never like taken a snap before. And as someone who did the DraftKings, Justin Herbert only throw one touchdown.
Yeah, I did that too, amazing. Actually.
Did you see the stat?
It was like 20 games.
20 straight games. He had at least one.
27 of 28 games, he's thrown at least a touchdown. And
you guys didn't hear that DraftKings rigged that game?
I wanted to go down that rabbit hole. I saw that was like a thing that was actually happening. I wish I would have had more time to look at that.
So now with KD, I think the special tonight's KD to score 20 points. I'm just like, oh. There was where is it? Prize Picks or Monkey Knife Fight that did a special when Zion was at Duke, and it was score 1 point to get like $100 or something. It was something ridiculous. All I did is score 1 point, and that was the game. He blew out his shoe. That's when you think, what is going on here? So, anyways, back to quarterbacks, Peter.
Yeah, I think it's you have Lamar Jackson at the top, but it does seem like it's going to be spread out this week. I think Carr, Geno Smith, even Daniel Jones at 5,100 looks kind of interesting. People are starting to talk themselves into Mariota if the Falcons finally get a negative game script. So I think we could see a lot of people paying down this week.
Okay, what about the Cowboys?
I think Dak is who people are going to play in cash, which will then feed itself into term and ownership.
You think people play Dak in cash? I don't. I can't get in the mindset of a cash bro, but that seems crazy to me.
They
did
play
pretty well last week with it.
They play against Detroit. They have a 28-point team total, which I believe is the second highest of the slate. No, it's just the highest of the slate. So it's pretty much all the cash bros think about. You press optimize button and see what it spits out. I mean, Blender played Lockett and Metcalf together in cash last week and then didn't realize until 5 o'clock p.m. why that was no good.
Do you want to know a dirty secret about me and my mushing of the that was the top blended ceiling optimal, that
yes,
Metcalf? That, and I went down to the second one. It was the one I was like, I'm not putting these guys both in without Gino in there. So I KB'd the ceiling optimal on my way to a mid-cash.
The Thornton play was – I appreciate the Thornton play.
Thank you.
Got Liam in my DM saying Thornton had a floor of 19 and that he was the best – he was the most obvious play of the slate. I asked Liam this question this morning. If he was born a Jets fan, what do we think his lifetime track record of sports gambling would be like?
He's shooting heroin on the side of the street right now.
All right. So as far as quarterbacks go, Tuttle, any other takes? I feel like this is the week you just spread out everything, right? Like,
yeah, I ran some blended stuff before we came on. Derek Carr was actually the guy that's kind of popping. I could see it as the cheapest option. That's relatively viable. It'll be interesting to see if people ever go back to Tom Brady or when that happens. They're not doing it in cash.
not Giselle, am I right?
Hey-o. Burrow might get, I could see Burrow getting steam too.
Burrow is the candidate to be the guy on Sunday morning. You're like, wait, Burrow's how owned?
Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously Atlanta has played absolutely disgusting football and you typically don't want to take offenses against them. But I do think if Cincinnati can jump out to a lead, then maybe Arthur Smith won't run the ball, you know, 40 times. I could see that being kind of the sneaky shootout game, with Burrow kind of getting the steam in tournaments.
Hang on, Davis, tell me the cash bro mindset. Does a cash bro like the idea of playing both Derek Carr and Josh Jacobs in the same cash lineup?
I think a cash bro would be pretty fine with that. I think you're betting on basically two touchdowns in the first half from Carr and then Jacobs sort of cleaning up. That's not a spot where the average cash bro is going to IKB the blended optimal. I do think people will play Dak though. I think Dak and CeeDee. I've not run the blended stuff. I've only ran my own stuff, but I imagine that those guys are going to be pretty popular. I mean, CD's what, 6,600 on DraftKings?
CD's going to be really popular. Yeah.
Hey, remember last year when Taylor Heinicke had to come in and start a few games? He's 5K.
Oh, Kitchen getting the brand back here.
I'm just saying, in a week where some of these higher end options are not there, I feel like Tuttle might back me.
Kitchen starts these min price salaries the same way your racist uncle goes into a tirade. Like, I'm just saying, bro. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying.
But... I'm just putting it out there.
PJ Walker.
I picked up PJ Walker last week and he disappointed. In the home league, so
Heinicke actually make like Terry McLaurin a thing?
No one can make Terry McLaurin a thing because the cabal lied to you. McLaurin was never good.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
He was always he was playing with some of the biggest dust balls in NFL history. Inefficient on the targets he got. They play him with a real wide receiver one time. And Curtis Samuel's not even really that real of a wide receiver, and he has not out-targeted Samuel once.
Jahan Dotson. So I've seen – I kind of want – I feel like, I don't know if Kitchen and Peter are on the college football level. I see people clamoring for Sam Howell. That's not going to work out, right? Do we have any Sam Howell takes?
My take is
1 year at North Carolina did something for you.
You're 2-4. You're not beating the Eagles or the Giants in this division. And Ron Rivera is just trying to save his job.
No, so I think that maybe makes sense from like a logical perspective just to start the guy. Like your season's over. Just start to get a look on at your rookie. I'm just saying Sam Howell as a pro is not gonna pan out, I don't think.
Let's all remember Tuttle's last college NFL translation take.
How's JT doing this year?
I do think he has more points than Quintus Cephas, to be fair.
All right. Before I move on, just real quick, the last time Heinicke played the Packers last season, 95 yards rushing. So there's your rushing floor.
Wow.
That's the floor, Dave, you're setting
that's
it at?
That's the floor. That's the old Davis Matic floor where he just puts it out there. And it
you don't even remember the genesis of that joke, dude.
I do. It was Menzel.
Okay, you do remember.
Hey, Davis, who were you playing at forward on this EPL slate?
Give you a little tout here. Broya, the Chelsea forward, 4,900, his best forward play of the slate.
Gosh, can we please not?
Guys, we do evergreen football content here. I mean, that play is going to be good for what, like 20 minutes here? I mean, now you have Sosa having to cut that part from the YouTube. You're killing our YouTube attention. The road to 10K takes a hit. Come on, guys.
Yeah, please subscribe. I feel like views have kind of plateaued. We're at that 5,600, 5,700 range per show. And so we need to something to kick off hockey stick growth to the road to 10K. That's what we need. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's EPL takes on the show.
Normally it's venture funding that kicks off a hockey stick like chart, Dave.
Okay. If you want to stake someone, feel free. Let's enter some DraftKings lineups. Shall we? Peter, what are we entering today?
So, yeah, I mean, lots of good options. I only listed a couple of the free rolls. Really robust set of free rolls this week. I am, for this one, I say Swolecast Nation runs, a 5K dupe train in the Cooper Tires free football throwdown. Nice 10K prize pool.
Okay. And Pete, you can start
off. Good stuff, Dave.
I was just waiting. I mean, I can host the show too if you need me to. You just got to let me know ahead of time. all right, I'm going to get a little funky here right off the rip. Tight end, everyone's going to be jamming Dolchich. That's Davis's boy, 40-1 bomb.
Long known, one of my favorite players in the whole league. I mean, yeah.
But here's what we're going to do. We're going to put in Noah Fant here, who sneakily seems to have.
I do not like this.
No, you are going to like it. He led.
Can we do Cade Otton?
No.
Can you just let him finish? Because Fant actually had targets last week. It's like,
yeah, he led the team, finally dusted Colby Parkinson and these other dust balls. Davis, I'll book him straight up versus Cade Otton for whatever amount of money you want this week.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Booked.
All right. How much?
Booked for 50.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Noah Fant is running an O.J. Howard level of routes. Cade Otton, when Brate was out last time, ran routes on 88% of Tom Brady's dropbacks.
No injury caveats or anything on this shit either, Davis. Straight up, mano-y-mano.
Famous. Noah Fant versus the Chargers won Liam $1 million last week. That's what he said. Or last year.
So. Congrats, man.
Liam's line today that really stuck with me was, without the computers, I'd be the best DFS player in the world.
Liam wasn't around for the hand builders stuff, but he would have been firmly in the hand builders.
He would have been team hand build for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Now that we got this lineup off on such a great foot, who's next?
Yeah, so we'll let Tuttle be next.
We'll go Justin Herbert.
Oh, come on, Dan.
Dan, go ahead and pair him.
Am I allowed to pair him with Keenan?
At least have sex if you're going to make this pick.
I mean, don't make me send out a global late swap alert for this lineup, Tuttle, with this Keaton play. Is he for sure back?
No.
He's expected to.
No, he said he basically like can't run because all he's doing is trying to strengthen his hamstrings, and it keeps like he keeps trying to practice, and then his hammy gets hurt again.
He's fine.
All right.
Okay, so Keenan and
say we'll put here we'll do this. We'll put Mike Williams in, and then you swap to Keenan if he's active.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Global late Davis? Swap alert.
I want a doo-doo shit poopster at 5,600.
Yeah, he's back after one broken play and five targets.
Wait, is it what I just had a deja vu to something of that you were going to turn around on a Juju take in like 2 weeks. Did I have that on Twitter?
Probably. I
swear to God, you said like he was done. I was like, you're gonna about face on this take in 2 weeks, and I feel like it's been about 2 weeks. Someone will have to look that up.
I mean, I'm sure that sounds like me.
He's back. Are we buying it?
No, not really. But
targets. It was a broken play that I don't know how they didn't tackle him on that touchdown.
I am more just I think Valdez-Scantling too. I don't really care which one, but I just like the spot for the Chiefs this week.
All right, so I'm not sure where that leaves us as far as that third wide receiver play. I would like to play one of these six to seven K wide receivers in Godwin or Lamb, but it seems like we need to save a little, especially if we're going Derrick Henry at running back versus Indy.
Well, there is one cheap wide receiver who is going to be jammed this week.
Who's that?
Wandale Robinson.
Yeah, but he's not. I mean, he is cheap, but he's over 4K. He's not like Tyquan Thornton-Mensah.
Sometimes some weeks there are. I mean, you know, we could play Braxton Berrios for the guaranteed rushing touchdown if you wanted. Tuttle. Actually, I mean, there should theoretically be an opening in the Packers wide receiver core this week if Watson doesn't play. Do you have a take out of Amari Rodgers or any of these guys? You think any of them, or are they just going to run the ball?
No, they're too dust. I think a Packers receiver was actually going to be my terrible take. Dobbs. It's not like a terrible pick.
Dobbs is just good, man.
That's why I picked for your terrible take last week when you weren't here.
Oh, really?
It was a guest spot. Yeah, that was my
I never fault. Ended up listening to it.
What?
Yeah, I know. Crazy,
The road to 10K and Tuttle's not even on it.
That was what was classic, is that Tuttle just clicked on the video to read all of the comments to see who they were roasting.
it was and good. And I was not disappointed.
Didn't even watch the episode. Just looked at all of the comments. All right, Peter, back to you.
Wait, yeah,
who did somebody pick there?
Derrick Henry.
Oh, wow.
Can we fit Breece Hall here? Let's give it a shot.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, still a really good price for him, honestly. Yeah. Oh, Kitchen picked Henry? I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I know, crazy.
What were you expecting? You're expecting me to pick a Chiefs player?
Oh, no, I thought maybe Robert Woods. You know, you told us you did capitulate at the end of best ball season, so I thought you'd be in on Robert Woods.
I just feel like if Henry's under 8,500, he's catching passes now, playing against the Colts, who are just terrible, that why not just lock in, you know, 25 DK points?
Just lock it in. I'm with
coming
you.
Off a bye week, I feel bad for those Colts players. All right, Peter?
I just picked Breece Hall, Dave.
Tuttle?
We do need somebody pretty cheap here.
Should we do double tight end?
I'm gonna go with the Dobbs play.
Let's do it.
Isn't it so annoying that his name is Dobbs and
it
not
is.
Dude?
It really is, yes.
Yeah.
How much do we have for flex?
We put in like
you want to do like Jets defense.
Yeah.
49 if you do Jets.
49. We could play Renfro is there. Don't love that.
DJ Moore, baby.
Oh, wow. Oh,
boy.
I think I'd rather play Zay Jones and spend on a different defense. Or we could just play Dulcich and spend somewhere else. I mean, Dulcich is just a locked in 15 points this week.
What about you play Duvernay?
Sure, that's fine. Because I think that Deshaun Jackson signing means that Bateman's still not that close to playing.
That's what I was wondering about that, D-Jax. And then what, you want Dave, you wanna correlate your king with the defense?
Sure.
There it is, zero salary left over. The absolute nuts in the Cooper Tires free football throwdown.
I remember in the secret chat last week I put and David's confirmed with me that I like Duvernay as a play.
I played him. I mean, dude, just what a weird game for the Ravens. So I think the take was fine, especially with how much less owned he was than Mark Andrews. David would tell you he was a bad play because he didn't get enough points.
No, Davis, you can act like you weren't freaking out about the Jamar Chase touchdown, but you 100% were, and you got called out by Wiggins and everybody else. So you can play it cool now.
No, I absolutely was freaking out. It meant that I lost, which was true. I was 100% correct and vindicated.
After his second and third touchdown, yes, and after the second game played out, but we hadn't even
didn't score a third touchdown. The bigger issue was that Kamara was not generating any points, which these guys said like he's going to be fine, and he was not.
All right, let's move on to running back Josh Jacobs. He was the guy must be avoided in your season long drafts, right?
Well, like, him and Henry.
Oh gosh, can we do the mini rant on the Hall of Fame game usage on Josh Jacobs? It has to be like one of the worst takes ever. Yeah. And I called it out at the time, but it was pretty funny.
I got in on that take. You can dig it up.
it was pretty good. Oh my God. They used Josh Jacobs into the second quarter. They hate him.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Brandon Bolden thing, but I promise you, I've seen enough Josh Jacobs over the years. Like it happens like clockwork. Amir Abdullah will like miraculously be active and get like 14 touches in a game like this. Just every time you get comfy with Josh Jacobs as a bell cow, you get rugged. That I know.
All right. So you're not comfortable with Josh Jacobs this week is what you're saying.
I mean, I'm never comfortable with Josh Jacobs. I mean, there's nothing better than when players you don't like are mega chalk. It was like the David Montgomery, Leonard Fournette. I was like, all right, now we can fade him. It's when it's Eno Benjamin that's the chalk that I'm
that's when it's hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have C-Mac at 8,400 on DK. Last week did get all of the targets. What are we doing with some of the higher price running backs this week, Tuttle?
Oh, you caught me in the middle of making my EPL lineup. No, higher price. I can talk about this. So higher price, there's no need to go here. We got Jacobs. We talked about Kenneth Walker's fine. Joe Mixon, I wouldn't even label as a high price running back. He's showing up as a decent. I think McCaffrey will pretty much always be a good tournament option. He showed elite usage as a pass catcher lately. The new coach did try to mix in some of these scrubby Dante Foreman and who else is even on the Hubbard. Tried to mix them in a little bit more.
The decision point is Eckler. Is how much do you think they'll lean on Eckler in a game that they're winning? Is his passing volume even good in a game they're winning? Like, there are totally scenarios where Eckler gets like 14 points here a lot of the time.
We could say the same thing about Mixon too, right? Like,
is Mixon ever a play? Is like, is anyone ever? Nobody
likes playing Mixon.
I was gonna say, I don't think
playing Eckler. Yeah. And he'll be Eckler will definitely be the popular. Oh, people are playing Justin Herbert. Let's just play Austin Eckler. Yeah. And then Sony Michel or Kelly, if he's not injured, will just rumble for like three touchdowns or whatever.
Well, those guys like Mixon a couple weeks ago, when you're not the 2 minute down back or and you're just Samaje Perine's getting all the pass work, and you don't get
Perine isn't the 2 minute drill guy. They just bring him in when they feel like it.
He was against Baltimore in that Sunday Night Football game. Mixon was not in there at all.
But what I'm saying is that it's not even something you can count on. It's not even like sometimes sometimes they will just decide they want to use Mixon in that role. There's no real rhyme or reason to it.
Mixon is the classic, just the only time you're interested in him is when everyone's so overconfident in the Joe Burrow double stacks and no one wants to play him and he's like sub 3%. Like that, yeah. That's the time to play Mixon, which maybe that ends up being this week.
I was going to say that it does, like everyone wants to play Chase, and then T actually led the team in targets with the ankle injury. So yeah, Pete, you're probably right.
What's happening with the Denver running back situation?
Don't play any of them in any format. Like literally, like so bad.
Nathaniel Hackett is like the donkey of all donkeys. It's
Tuttle,
incredible.
Tuttle thought he might be rookie coach of the year.
I did not think that.
You said he
a lot of old takes exposed on
today's show.
I did not expect it to
violence.
Be this bad. I did not expect. I don't.
You
know.
Don't. You thought. Like the first game might have been like an outlier, and then it just keeps getting worse. Yes.
It's honestly, it's like an episode of The Office, you know, like where they go really hard on trying to make it more uncomfortable, and you're like, and it just becomes more and more uncomfortable. And now we're getting reports that there's like a war in the locker room because all the vets were pissed off that Melvin Gordon got benched without the coach talking to him. And then, Hackett's explanation is horrible. He's like, yeah, I just didn't have time. You know, it's busy, you know, busy game, lots of stuff happening on the sideline. Just, you know, just kind of, it's like, dude, I actually don't like, it's almost like Sacha Baron Cohen performance art, how bad he's been, to be honest. Like
I love all these pop culture references.
Well, he's, okay. This is the question then. Who is objectively worse, Urban Meyer or Nathaniel Hackett?
Wow.
I think it's Urban for sure.
I still think Urban is the worst coach I've ever seen in any format in my life.
Well, Urban was like a cancer. Nathaniel Hackett is just a bumbling fool.
A bumbling idiot.
He's Mr. Bean.
100%.
And yeah. Urban had his, like the talent that he had to work with is nowhere near what you think that Hackett had.
Unless Russ was never good.
Russ is cooked. Like he is just cooked.
Have you ever thought that maybe Pete Carroll made Russell Wilson, bro?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. That's like one of the crazier situations to think about. I thought this Seattle team would be terrible. And then Russ was holding them back.
Was it Dwayne or Russell Clay? One of them said if Russ's injury is bad, what they should do is look at the Seahawks because Geno's the quarterback there and they might have someone who's unproven there in Drew Locke to trade
They should trade Albert O for Drew Locke. Just continue to funnel their tight ends to the Seahawks.
I mean, Noah Fant was that guy too. And now I like the Noah Fant call this week. Personally.
Thank you, Dave. Always nice to have you. Rubber stamp.
Anytime you can buy a rando 1 week volume spike when DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett have four catches, you got to do it.
Calm down, Davis.
I got a couple running backs I want to go over. It looks like to me all the best plays are not coming in at too crazy of ownership because they're direct leverage off Jacobs, Damian Pierce, Breece Hall, and Kenneth Walker, all between about 10-18% projected ownership. I will just be playing no Josh Jacobs and playing all of those guys. I mean, Kenneth Walker, I thought would play like no passing downs, and he actually only ran one fewer route than DJ Dallas. I mean, Kenneth Walker might be like a top 12
he's
running
good.
Back the rest of the
And play. He should have gotten the bonus last week. He's that good. Was one you could have tilted and should have.
Kamara ended 1 yard short of the bonus, Dave.
Yeah, but dude. I think Kenneth Walker had the bonus, and then a penalty negated it. That was tilted.
Is Kamara going to get the 5-touchdown game tomorrow night, not on the main slate?
I mean, guarantee whenever that does happen for Kamara, it won't be on the main slate. You can lock that in.
So the problem with fading Jacobs is, like, how does he fail? With the usage he's getting, what mental scenario are you saying he fails? He just doesn't score touchdowns,
He just doesn't score? Yeah. I mean, even 130 rushing yards, two receptions for 19 yards, no touchdowns doesn't get him in optimals.
Yeah, it doesn't ship GPPs, but yeah.
I'll just play him in cash or whatever. That's fine, but you can't convince me that Josh Jacobs at 3 times the ownership is a better play than Kenneth Walker at 9%.
Okay. This is another kind of hand in the dirt take from watching some of the games last week. Saquon Barkley does not look healthy as far as like that shoulder. He kept on coming out and then going back in. Is anyone else concerned about this?
When did he get I didn't even know he had a shoulder injury, honestly.
He did.
Was in London.
He did only play 88% of the snaps, so you could see how, you know, you could be concerned about that. I mean, only 22 rushes, you know.
Yeah, this was later on in the game, Davis. Yeah,
totally. Well, he injured it originally in right. London, 100%.
He also decided to kneel at the one instead of punching in a touchdown, which David's film takes might be a little differently if he punches that one in, right, Dave?
No. I mean, I was watching that game because I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. Ravens money line guy. So getting away with this. Bateman is practicing today. So
let me mention one more running back before we move on, since we all have a heart out today. DeAndre Swift. No one's gonna want to play him coming off of the injury. True. That's gonna be a nice game. It seems almost impossible that he gets steamed at his price and with all the options this week. I love Swift.
Fade the king at your own risk, I'll say, coming off a bye. He and Swift. All right. Let's talk about wide receivers. Godwin, CeeDee Lamb, you have to pick one. Who is it?
CeeDee. Highest projected wide receiver of the week.
Godwin. CeeDee fake alpha.
Where are people going to retire these takes? How many like 13 target games in a row before people are like, okay, I'm going to have to go start deleting those old tweets?
No one's ever complaining about the targets. It's what this guy does with them.
Michael Gallup's going to cook CD this week.
I mean, Gallup is a good leverage play. Little Peyton Hendershot action. Leverage on CD, leverage on Dulcich.
Well, wouldn't you just want the Jake Ferguson in that instance?
Hendershot ran more routes. He's the receiver.
Did you see Ferguson's juke for the touchdown?
No, that took place after 9:30 p.m. I was asleep, bro.
You get that out, and when you graduate from Wisconsin, you learn those juke moves.
All right, yeah, you've got other guys like Debo, Amon-Ra, Jamar Chase. What are we doing with some of these ceiling guys?
Well, I think Amon-Ra, again, same thing. You know, he misses a game, he comes back, plays limited snaps, then on a bye. He's another one of these, like, out of sight, out of mind guys. Like, we were going from talking about him being this year's Cooper Kupp to just like, yeah, we're not going to play him. He's, like, too expensive. So, yeah, I love both the Lions, Swift and Amon-Ra St. Brown coming back here.
Yeah. I'm very on board for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think there is – a little bit of buy the dip with the Seahawks wide receivers. Still be pretty popular, but nothing like they were last week. And then the best leverage play of the week's got to be Davante Adams, where very few people will be playing Adams and Jacobs together. Obviously, every Adams score is one that Jacobs doesn't get. There's these rumors. Brandon Cooks, no practice today. Coach's decision. Brandon Cooks maybe on a new team. It is the NFL trade deadline.
Was the decision that he's 64 years old and could use the rest?
Gotta get him some rest.
I thought that was interesting usage instead of saying veteran rest. They said it was because of that.
The Adams call is a good one, I think, on Jacobs.
Yeah. Good play.
If what about Debo against Kansas City?
I think he's probably – no one's probably going to play him. Ayuk coming off the big game. People just haven't been that excited about that offense right now. So he probably –
Why aren't they really – they're not rushing him as much is the annoying part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He kind of got there last week.
He did get there last week in the second half. And you think that he's going to have negative –
How could you take the ball to Tevin Coleman's hands? Right?
You got to feature Tevin Coleman.
By the way, I just am loving that, you know, obviously, you know, that had Trey Lance not got injured, every time he made a mistake this season, the haters would have been, you know, LARPing in full force. And they just, the Jimmy G people just pretending that he did not have a double digit loss to the Atlanta Falcons is like a good bit. Just like it, pretend it doesn't happen and then it doesn't have to enter into your arguments.
All right. A low price wide receivers or under the radar wide receivers? We talked about Wandell.
DJ Moore might not be that bad of a play. I know you guys are out on him.
Walker just had a negative average at the target last week, bro.
But what if we get a different quarterback? We don't even know who the quarterback is.
There's no way PJ plays.
Sam Darnold was activated off IR.
Do you remember last season, beginning of the year, Sam Darnold and DJ Moore? The guy funneled targets to him.
Yeah.
He was getting like 10 targets a game the first however many weeks with Darnold throwing him the ball.
I could get on board with that if it's Walker or who came in for Walker? Eason? Was it Jacob Eason that came
in
for Walker?
Eason.
Yeah.
That's rough.
How about one more? If we're mentioning the Brandon Cooks stuff, I mean, how about Nico Collins?
Nico Collins, yeah.
I thought that's where you were 42. Going with it.
Tuttle or me?
The Brandon Cooks story.
I think David brought up the Cook story. But yeah, I mean, Nico looks pretty interesting.
Okay.
I don't see. Do you guys see anything sub 4K?
I'm not even going to say the guy who I see at sub 4K.
No, but if this ownership stuff holds, I'm just going to do Mahomes, DDSP, MBS, Debo, Kittle. Feels like the easiest $1 million I'll ever make.
Kitchen, were you going to tout Kyle Phillips? Is that what was about to happen?
No. Yeah, I thought that was going to happen for sure.
That was the only guy I saw below 4K
He's saving his cheap Titans tout for Chiga Congo. Is Greg Dulcich leverage?
Kitchen, that was the only wide receiver you saw is because you have Tennessee Titans as your only filter on when you're sorting for players.
I was trying
Christian Watson, if he's active, 3,300.
Yes. That is legit.
F1, Terry McLaurin is 5,900 and no one will play him. You mentioned it, Pete, just as a,
why would I play the wide receiver 3 on the Washington football team for 5,900?
Because what if with Heinicke, he's back to being wide receiver 1?
We do need the Heinicke stats. So I think what we get with these quarterbacks...
His stuff is the same. His target share and everything is the same.
But what I think we get with Darnold, Heinicke, these guys are just like competent enough, but not good. And when you're not good,
there's a little bit of revisionist history on Taylor Heinicke.
I don't think it's true with Heinicke. I think Heinicke's fine. I think he'll spread the ball around. But Darnold, I really do think he'll just lock on to DJ Moore.
Okay. Diami Brown, 3,400. He didn't even get, like, did he even get a catch last week after 2 touchdowns versus the Titans?
He got hurt.
That honestly might be, the Titans secondary is so bad, you should probably have somebody from the Colts wide receiver core in your builds. I don't know who that somebody's going to be.
Little Alec Pierce. Do some Alec Pierce.
Alec Pierce got there last week at the end. But yeah, someone from the Colts need to be, because Titans still, they didn't do anything to address that. Pittman's too expensive, but I could get down with Pierce. Okay. Let's build a FanDuel lineup, get some tight ends, some terrible takes, and get out of here. FanDuel.com. As you're doing that, just a reminder, we have a team of experts curating projections. Teams that features guys like Mr. Tuttle 05, just constantly grinding news projections. You get that with the Rotor Grinders premium packages that we have. Also, hit that like button, subscribe, leave a comment, whatever it is. All right. FanDuel is up. Who do you want, Davis?
Patrick Mahomes.
I like it.
Damn, he's really not going to be owned on FanDuel.
Davis not snap locking in a double stack with a bring back when he gets one pick. But you've really turned a corner here.
How have you not played Kelsey here or something?
Well, I already picked DDSP on the other one, so you guys can pick who you'd like.
So I kind of think Mahomes will be owned on FanDuel more than you think.
Yeah, it's different. It's different on.
I feel like the play on FanDuel is jam Lamar or play. I feel like Goff and Geno get picked way more here. I mean, Geno is 6,800.
No, the pricing, that you forget, pricing doesn't matter.
Davis, first time on FanDuel, bro.
No, I've been playing on FanDuel.
Okay. Although this week, I mean, is not quite as bad as some weeks, but because they've actually priced up like CDs at 77. We don't have the cheap running backs that we have, so it is actually a little bit tighter over there this week.
You're gonna have to go. It's not as tight if FanDuel, typically we play the high price tight ends.
Yeah, you got
Andrews, Kelsey, Dulcich is 4K.
Yeah, you kind of just play him, I think.
All right.
I'll have that be my pick. I don't care.
Okay.
Not Okongwu.
No. Dulcich actually runs routes. Okongwu, you can't.
Same amount of touchdowns this
year. Schultz is pretty cheap too on FanDuel.
Schultz is not going to play. He apparently re-injured his PCL walking, walking. So does not sound optimistic.
I get it.
All right. There you go.
All right, so we got Mahomes and Dulcich, just the Davis dream to start.
Yeah, my two favorite players, Patrick Mahomes, Greg Dulcich, big-time Denver Broncos tight end fan.
Peter?
I don't want to have to decide on the Chief, but let's go ahead and get Deebo Samuel in here.
Deebo, better play on FanDuel with no PPR, no bonuses.
Yeah, he has been, and that's where I've been playing him, and it's
same.
It's sweaty. It has not been fun.
Like you said, he eventually got there last week, but it was not
2 weeks
fun.
Ago too. He salvaged with a touchdown, and it has not been a fun. And it's typically been like, here's the thing: if you play Jeff Wilson, Deebo will get the goal line carries. If you play Deebo, then Jeff Wilson will get the goal line carries.
All right, so we've got Mahomes, Deebo, Dulcich. We need a Kansas City receiver. I don't.
I left this up to you because I knew you
double tight end on FanDuel.
No, I just can't count on anyone except for Juju.
Double Juju today feels bad.
It does feel bad with all these.
I mean,
MBS 700.
MVS had two touchdowns on the first drive against the Bills, and neither of them counted. So the buy low model on whatever website it's on now is going to be recommending
MVS. If it's token gated. So, yeah.
And it's the 15th site in 4 years.
You got to buy it. Wherever you
track it down.
You have to buy it with ApeCoin, though, I've heard. Is you can only pay via Ape.
You know what? You know what I'll do though? I'll let someone else pick the wide receiver. Wow.
We're really kicking this can down the road.
I'm gonna go with a guy, Garrett Wilson.
You're not buying the squeaky wheel with Elijah?
No. Garrett Wilson's, like Tuttle mentioned, there's not a lot of cheap wide receivers on here. So he's the cheapest one I can find under 6K.
I don't think the squeaky wheels matter when the driver is drunk.
I like it. And I agree.
All right. I actually can't
believe there is an obvious under 6K pick that David should have made at wide receiver.
Dobbs? Woods?
Woods. How did you not go with the Tennessee guy there?
I'll be the hero we all need. I'll select Valdez Scantling.
There you go. See, Davis, that's how you get your stack. You wait your turn. You use your pick.
it is absolutely like, I don't know how many times it'll happen this season, probably only twice, but like no one wants to play these Chiefs wide receivers. And Mahomes is still as good as he's ever been. Like it's going to, like the offense is way worse now, but it is going to happen. And eventually when it does happen, no one is owning these guys. Juju was 4% last week and the highest total of the whole year. No, people hate these guys. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, and it's like even when Sky Moore got that one catch, it was like the Leo meme where I'm pointing at the screen, say, he's alive. Like you just don't know you want these guys to be the primary guys, but they're just spreading the ball around.
Super Bowl rematch. You think they're juiced up for this game, Dave? You know, extra vibey.
I don't know if the Chiefs are. San Fran. All right. We have two running backs and flex and defense left on FanDuel. So, Davis. Selected. It's Peter.
I talked myself into this play earlier. It's gross, but deal with it. We're putting Joe Mixon in here.
Damn, he's cheap on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Also doesn't have to catch passes. All right.
Are people going to play Josh Jacobs at 8,600 on FanDuel.com?
Oh, yes, they will. It'll be closer. But we're going with a Devontae play here over Jacobs.
You want Adams?
Same price. Yeah.
I love it. Great play.
Okay, so if we get
Bengals D is
3,600.
Here's the thing, Bengals D, we do not need Garrett Wilson in this lineup.
I mean, it's such a bad pick.
We can stick with it if you want, but
you ever hear mini correlation? Like, this is how you win GPPs.
Yeah.
Well, this is when I thought we needed salary back before we were picking Valdez Scantling.
Right. That's why I'm saying if you want to revisit that pick, you could do so now.
Okay.
Dolchich's 3 points is going to correlate really well with Garrett Wilson's 2 points.
No, 11 points on FanDuel if you adjust it for the scoring.
All right. So we put Adams in at the third wide receiver. So then we have a running back, flex, and defense. We didn't play CD. I don't want to run three running backs. I know that's probably optimal for FanDuel, but I want to pick a fourth.
Well, Dave doesn't care about optimization. Dave just cares about vibes.
I'm cool with CD.
I care about winning, Davis.
Get Lamb in.
Yeah, so let's get Lamb. So we got running back and a defense, and if the defense is Cincinnati.
These are gross options at running back sub 6,900, though.
What are we doing? This team stinks now.
Who did we?
Oh, Aaron Jones is fine.
Aaron Jones is 6,800.
Yeah, he's fine.
That All is right. crazy.
Chief this actually looks like a team that ships the Sunday Million. Please dupe me. I'd love to.
Yeah, like
split
Aaron
it
Jones against Washington. It's gonna happen.
Hey, when is Aaron Rodgers gonna retire? Like, do you think he just walks off the field mid game, Dan? You think he just says, you know what, I can't do this anymore?
I think he kind of already has retired.
He like the Bucks were quiet quitting a month ago, and now Rodgers is quiet quitting.
But hold on, we've seen this before, right? Like, is Rodgers washed? Seems like every year type of deal.
Yeah, but I just don't think he cares anymore. Yeah. Like in the past, it was much more like efficiency wise. He would just try to save his ass, and now he just doesn't even care about that.
Rodgers.
They don't even. Yeah, it's like, honestly, I kind of get it, because every time he throws a deep ball, one of his wide receivers just fucks up in like the most horrible way. Like, obviously the Watson one, but then he threw one to Dobbs last week, and Dobbs made a horrible rotation, didn't even get close. So I'm sure he's thinking in his mind, like, what's the point? Why would I even? What is the point of even doing this, right? So I'll just hand off to AJ Dillon again. At least I won't get tackled on this play.
You also have either CEH.
No.
To put there.
Would you rather have Brady or Rodgers right now?
Brady still looks. Brady. I mean, the passes are still on point.
Give Rodgers. Me Rodgers. If I'm having to fight the aliens with a quarterback,
if we take motivational issues out
talent,
of
talent, wide Rodgers. Receiver talent matters a little. If you take
it matters a lot. It's one of the most dependent variables for quarterback.
Yeah, Brady's throwing to Evans and Godwin. And
I thought Brady looked bad the first 2 weeks. I think he looks totally good now.
Oh, he's back?
I mean, the
it's almost like he's gotten Godwin and
yeah, exactly. Their issue is they can't run. They're the worst. They're 32 out of 32 in rushing efficiency, and they are the number one team in rush rate on first downs. They're second and nine like
every series.
All right.
Let's do tight ends. I got a guy showing up to give me a quote on trimming a tree.
You don't trim your own trees, bro?
No.
Oh, Silva would be proud.
Who has the time, bro?
We got some NBA ownership to run, so let's
okay, let's so tight ends. I feel like we've already talked about tight ends, right? It's Dolchitz, Andrews, Kelce, Fant.
And then go way down the list, and then you mumble Cade Otton.
I think you're way off on this Cade Otton stuff. I mean, he is
he's great play on.
He's DK. A really, really good play.
I actually have nothing against Noah Cade Otton. It's the Noah Fant slander that is just out of control.
He luckboxed one good game where his route participation and his snaps didn't change at all.
What about relative
to the usage of the other tight ends, though? That was the whole point of him separating from the tight end committee. Those guys only ran three other routes combined. And everyone's saying, oh, it's such a great matchup for the Cardinals. Then why didn't they use the other tight ends?
What about the bully tight end brethren to Andrews and Kelce? So we're talking about
just a lot Kittle, of salary.
Kittle, Waller.
No, we're all praying Waller doesn't play this week so we can jam F. Moreau.
Foster.
4.8.
Kyle Pitts.
Who? I mean, I'm going to do it, but I have a mental illness.
I mean, his salary only went $100.
I would rather lose every spy entry for the rest of the year than not have Kyle Pitts the game he goes for 35.
Oh man. Yeah. Hey, you know what? And last week whenever he went to a tight end and it was Michael Pruitt, I was like, here we go again. But then they got him there. So
you know what's kind of fun? Building Cade Otton and Greg Dulcich teams.
Because then it feels like FanDuel.
Yeah, flex a 2.7K tight end.
What? How? Okay, let's game this out. How many points do those two guys have to combine for that to be a team that can win a 1,000-man single entry 30. Tournament?
18.
Yeah, probably 30 is probably fairly close.
30 combined?
Yeah.
They can do that, dude. I'm
with you. That's kind of the thing. That's why, like, I'm usually against flexing tight end, but when you're doing it to get below the salary floor,
yeah,
I can kind of see it.
It's different when it's like, I'm going to play Tyler Higbee and Travis Kelce. It's like, no, it's no good.
Here's the thing. Right. I'm going to do that too, but I'm putting Noah Fant in for Greg Dulcich in my double tight
end. Get the double leverage.
Well, we talked about how thin value was under 4K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tuttle, who's your terrible take? Was it Dobbs?
Yeah, I'm going with Dobbs.
Okay. Final thoughts, Davis?
Final thoughts? You know, it's just not play Josh Jacobs. Let's just play Damian Pierce. Let's play Breece Hall. Let's play Kenneth Walker and get burnt when the 67% on running back hits 30.
Just play big dog and get there every week. All right. Booties on the ground take from Pete.
Wow, that was actually a good kitchen. Cade Otton is a false flag operation led by Davis Maddock. Play Noah Fant for all the giblets.
All right, that will do it. I'll just say, just go out there and do your best. Have
it
fun.
Giblets?
It's over. Yeah, I know.
We can't have a GIF conversation about this right now. Arbor Pro is at my house.
So many nuggets here. All right. So just go ahead and have fun. Overlap seasons here. Really. I mean, you can do whatever you want. Just live a little. And we'll see you next week here on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com. Peace.